Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
As long as you're producing monthly cash flow or quarterly cash flow that's greater than your expenses, we don't need to remind you how important it is for you to actually live the life that you want instead of working and worrying through it. Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discover the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve. It's often said that our thoughts can become our reality. And not to get too woo-woo on you with this, some inspirational wisdom, but we're firm believers that our mindset is our asset. We're only as strong as we let ourselves to believe in. That's why on today's episode, we will be addressing mental roadblocks people often face that are holding you back from achieving financial freedom.
So basically in this episode, we're going to be part of Brini Brown and also Edna Mode from The Incredibles. We're going to be telling you, pull yourself together, girl, but also at the same time, your feelings are valid and that your life can be tough. Nan, shall we dive in?
Absolutely. If you're looking to achieve your financial goals now and not 30, 40 years from now, yikes, right? This is the podcast episode for you because it's all start in your head. If you've been here long enough, you know that we love to break down the myths so many people believe about finances. The one lie that is you need to save your way into financial freedom.
Not true. So if you have a dollar for every time someone told us that, save those pennies. Spend less. Make more, live below your means, we'd have more money than we actually do by giving actual practical advices. You know how hard to save money? They have to work tirelessly and it doesn't sound fun or realistic at all, right, Nan?
Not at all.
Saving your way to financial freedom is a trap. Unless you're making 8 or 9 figures a year, you probably can't save your way to financial freedom to begin with. Think about all the things you pay on a regular basis, your TV streaming services. And I know Nan has a baking TV addiction, so we can't cut that for sure.
We try.
We tried.
And I live in hardship for like 6 months, and I'm like, no,
I can't. It did not work. Movies, eating out, coffee runs, all those things add up, right?
But wait, Palm, if I cut out all of those unnecessary expenses and save during the months, that would add up, right?
No, Nan, or aka Dave Ramsey. Okay, so let's do the math. Let's say that you cut out all these expenses, and congrats, you saved $1,000 each month. Woo! So, as you said, this is not going to be a very enjoyable way of living, but you can do it. Personally, our bubble runs are way too important to cut out, and we need it for our mental health reasons.
Oh, God.
Maybe TMI. So, over a year, that's about $12,000. Not bad, right? But think about it. So, if you live for another 100 years, congrats, you're going to be a millionaire, right?
Ooh.
One of many problems is that you're probably not going to have 100 years left to live. And $1 million nowadays doesn't go as far as it used to, much less in 100 years from now. And now, what happens to those unexpected expenses that may pop up? And for me, Nan, I'm thinking of, you know, like movie The Up, where like they were saving out for that trip and all of a sudden like tire pops, someone breaks a knee, whatever. So you need a new car, the kids need college tuition, moving costs, medical bills, poof.
Anything like that.
Anything like that, your savings are gone. And then you take that same amount of money, you could have gone to the movies. You actually could have created memories with your families instead of penny pinching your way and try to steal your neighbor's cable or something.
Oh my God. Speaking of retirement, Pom, let's think a little bit more realistically. Let's say in 20 years, you want to retire using that same $1,000 you have scrounged up month to month. Okay, let's dig deep here.
Do we have to?
Will $240,000 be enough to live off for the next 20 or 30 years?
I think not.
I don't know. Not even close, right? Even if you're saving double or triple that, right? It wouldn't be enough. The truth is, just saving will not get you to financial freedom, but passive income absolutely will. The other lies people often believe is, if you do well in school, you will succeed in life. Sure things, getting good grades is important, but does that equate to being financially like successful in life? Let's be honest here for a sec. Let's think, like, I mean, of many valedictorians we know, right?
Working at McDonald's? No, just kidding.
So not necessary, right? Getting good grades and doing well in school just means you're good at school, like working the school system. And hey, we're not here to shame anyone who worked their butt off for all those years. I mean, I was one of them.
Not me, said Pommy. Well, shout out to all of those who came from immigrants' households, right? Where we were expected to get good grades. And that was the mark between having a life on the weekend or succumbing to working inside and studying on those darn flashcards all day. One of our favorite examples of success is definitely Richard Branson. So Richard Branson, of course, as everyone knows, he struggled with dyslexia. In fact, he actually dropped out of high school at age 16. Shortly afterward, he started his own business, which eventually led him to starting Virgin Records and then Virgin Airlines. Richard's net worth, yes, he's my friend personally, so I can call him Richard. So Richard's net worth is now nearly $4.5 billion. Not bad for someone who dropped out of school, right, at 16.
Not at all. And of course, there are plenty of examples of similar type of success. Take our other friend, the creator of Metaverse, for example, Mark Zuckerberg, and, you know, also our other bestie, Bill Gates. Did they learn how to become financially successful in school? I mean, guys, nope, right? And we're guessing you didn't either, and we didn't either. The truth is, even for us normal people, the education system has failed us miserably. Sadly, most people are often not financially literate, much less have the actual mean or knowledge to retire comfortably. If you can't learn what you need to become financially free in school, you are left to figure out on your own or suffer the consequences when you try to retire. Tell us, guys, when was the last time you used the biology facts? The mitochondria are like powerhouses.
I mean, actually, I just did use that, actually.
Okay, you're exceptional. But not in everyday conversation, right?
It was, actually, but I am not normal.
Okay, much less. Will it move you towards financial freedom? Did it help you, Palm?
No.
Fortunately, we're here to point you into the right directions. After all, it's never too late. As long as your amount of passive income exceeds your expenses, you're financially free. It's that simple. So there's no need to say no to weekend getaway with your girls or your boyfriends or skip out on
boyfriends. Wow. Oops. What kind of friends do you have?
Boyfriends. Or skip out on happy hours with coworkers. You can live your life however you want and retire as soon as you want, as long as you have enough passive income to cover your expenses.
That's really right, Nan. So, Nan, you know, as we know, the third most commonly believed lie that's holding most people back from financial freedom is that more hours you work, the more success you'll have. Trust us, we wish it was that easy. So, as immigrant families, we grew up witnessing our parents working long hours and believed that the only way to achieve financial freedom was the same. And that's the way we lived our lives for a long time. And we get it. It's easy to feel that way. The more productive you are, the more you feel like you've earned your money. But since when does productivity actually determine your worth? Sounds like conversation you should have your therapist. And we sometimes can be. Not really. There's nothing wrong with the feeling of getting things done and feeling productive. But the more hours you work does not equate to success you have. Trading time for money is never a good way to achieve financial freedom. Nan, plus, you know the saying, right? all work and no play makes Jill drag at the party or something like that.
Don't butcher that.
By the time you've worked enough hours to create any kind of wealth, you're so run down that you can no longer enjoy the time that you have left. What's the point of having a vacation if you're too tired to actually be on vacation? Okay, Nan, so you know that I've suffered from this a lot. So people out there, it's real. It's a problem. Don't do that. Do not be tired at the start of your vacation.
Yes. Okay, so working smarter and leveraging a strong team that can guide you to financial freedom is the simplest and quickest way to achieve that financial success. The truth is, without a good system in place to utilize your time and money wisely, you're just stuck in that time-sucking trap in pursuit of wealth, right? You need people to cheer you on and remind you of the bigger picture. Hi, hello.
Hello.
It's us and the people you invest with, right?
Absolutely.
That's why we believe so strongly in creating passive wealth through apartment syndication. It utilizes the hard work you have already done in your genius zone, haha, and make time work for you or your money work for you, not the other way around for once, right? Passive income through apartment syndications always allows you to enjoy your time, not squander it with piles of work adding up daily. As the kids say, live your best life now. We don't know about you, but taking time for us and making memories in our younger years and not when we're older and near retirement age sounds so much more fun.
You know what they say, YOLO. You only have one life to live.
So true.
So Nan, have you heard this one? The fourth lie that people believe is that debt is bad. Have you heard that?
Absolutely.
So we used to feel that way as well because that's what we've been taught our entire lives by society, by our parents, by school. By even, you know, The Simpsons. Debt is actually, wait for it, good. So if you spend 5 seconds on Google looking at financial advice, all the blogs say the same thing. Minimize your debt, work towards paying off those credit cards, mortgages, and student loans. But, you know, if you actually consider this, if you can go beyond those financial blogs, you're going to realize that debt is actually, if used wisely, is such a super powerful tool that can help you build your wealth and helps the wealthy become wealthier. Somewhere in space, Jeff Bezos is completely disturbed, but just for his own reasons. Have you seen his shirt recently? Oh my God.
Oh, I haven't followed the news. If this goes against everything you have known, good. Because the truth is, leveraging the right kind of debt can actually help you multiply your passive income much more quickly using a little something called leverage. What is a leverage, you ask? Leverage is when you are using your debt to make more money than you are spending on interest. You probably used your own money as leverage and didn't even realize it. The typical 20% down payment of your mortgage allow you to get 100% of the house you live in. But there is much better way to utilize debt than by sinking your money into your own house, right? Using debt as leverage to increase your return on investment allows you to exponentially multiply your returns. Just like when you bought your home, it's what multi-million dollars or billion dollars company used to acquire other acquisition, right? Their other businesses that they would not otherwise have the cash to acquire. Oh my God, leverage is a good thing. You see, not that complicated and pretty straightforward, right, Pom?
Oh yeah.
Using debt as leverage does come with some risk involved. Are you living if you aren't risking?
You're not.
You're not, right?
And when you're a zombie.
Exactly. And we don't want that for any one of us, right?
Yeah, no zombie life.
And when you have a proven system in place to multiply your investment, hello, like apartment syndication, it's a really effective way to grow your wealth beyond what you can save or make on your own. So now you have a better understanding as to why making use of good debt by investing in multifamily apartments gives you a great returns, aka ROI.
Yeah, the three best letter in the US language, return on investment.
Yes.
So the fifth lie that you need to stop believing right now is putting your money into the 401k is a good idea. Oof, sorry about that. Putting money into the 401k, you think it's a good idea, but it actually isn't. So we know we're ruffling some feathers here because we know that there's a lot of people out there who do contribute to the IA. I mean, technically you can retire if you have a good 401k, but what if the year that you're retiring, it's a down market, or even worse, there's a crash? And we've seen this in the 2008 cycle that people lost half of their savings overnight. You know what they say, the stock markets, it's an escalator up, but an elevator down. And that's basically the story that we heard over and over in 2008 crash. You don't know what's going to happen in the next 20 years. And so like, if you're lucky, the market is going to be doing well, but that's never a certainty. And millennials or everyone else is shuddering just the thought of that right now.
That's the sad reality. Most people age 65 in US are not prepared for retirement, right? The average retirement saving of those age 65 is, do you know what it is, Palm?
What is it?
It's not even a million.
Oh,
it's only 100.
No coffee.
And this is like with no coffee, right?
Yeah, they already tried.
And so again, the retirement saving of those age 65 is $195,000.
Ouch.
If you hope to live another 20 or 30 years after you retire, that $195,000 is not going to get you really far. Realistically, you're going to need 10x that number, if not even 20 or 30x, to get you to a place where you can retire comfortably and actually live out of your retirement that is sustainable, worry-free, and full of great memories with loved ones.
So whatever you're currently using as your retirement saving plan, we can almost guarantee that it's not enough. In fact, it's not enough for most Americans. Nan just told you that. The good news is that there's a better option available for you. Do you have some savings? That's a really great thing that you can do as a next step. Mm-hmm. Apartment syndication and creating passive income assets really is the best way to secure your financial freedom. Remember, it doesn't matter how long you need to live off of your savings, as long as you're producing monthly cash flow or quarterly cash flow that's greater than your expenses. We don't need to remind you how important it is for you to actually live the life that you want instead of working and worrying through it.
We're out for this episode and hope you're breathing a little steadier and your mind is in the right place to take your passive income journey to the next level. Have you checked out the kittysisters.com/podcast yet? Because you should. Check out the show notes and join the Kitty Freedom Club for more information and how to get started in all things passive income.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.